नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायण नमस्कृत्य नारायणं दैवमुक्तं देवीं स्वच्छतीं व्यासं ततो जयमिदैरयेत्। So today we give a class on Bhagavad Gita, on the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 7, Text 35. Yada graha grasta eva kaschid dasate agrandate dayate vandate janam muhu swasan vakti hare jagat pate narayanite atma matir gata Rapa Yada Graha Grasta Iva Kapchid Tasati. Akrandati Dayati Vadante Janam Moho Swasan Vakti Hari Jagatpati Narayaniti Atma Matir Gatatrappa Yada Graha Grasya Iva Kavchit Kudasati Agrandati Dayati Vadanti Janam Moho Swasan Vakti Hari Jagatpati Narayaniti Atma Matir Gata Trappa Matajis. Yada, when, graha grasta, hunted by a ghost, eva like kaschit kavchit sometimes asati laughs agrandati cries loudly remembering the transcendental qualities of the Lord. Dayati meditates. Vadante offers respects. Janam to all living entities, thinking all of them to be engaged in the service of the Lord. Muhu, constantly. Swasan, breathing heavily. Vakti, he speaks. Hare, O Lord Hari. Jagatpati, O Master of the whole world. Narayana, O Lord Narayan. Iti, thus. Atmamati, fully absorbed in thoughts of the Supreme Lord. Gatatrapta, without shame. Translation of Prabhupada by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. When a devotee becomes like a person haunted by a ghost, he laughs and very loudly chants about the qualities of the Lord. Sometimes he sits to perform meditation and he offers respects to every living entity. Considering him a devotee of the Lord, constantly breathing very heavily, he becomes careless of social etiquette and loudly chants like a madman. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. O my Lord, O Master of the Universe. Please repeat. When a devotee becomes like a person haunted by a ghost, he laughs and very loudly chants about the qualities of the Lord. Sometimes he sits to perform meditation and he offers respects to every living entity, considering him a devotee of the Lord. Constantly breathing very heavily, he becomes careless of social etiquette and loudly chants like a madman. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. O my Lord, O Master of the Universe. Purport. When one chants the holy name of the Lord in ecstasy, not caring for outward social conventions, it is to be understood that he is Atmamati. In other words, his consciousness is turned towards the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So this is a very long purport. Hare Krishna. So yesterday there were some symptoms explained about this devotional service. And when this devotional service is being perfected, or sometimes almost perfected, then one experiences certain symptoms. So today we go on explaining a few more of these symptoms. But if we explain these symptoms to ordinary people, they can say, well, big deal. isn't it? Because we see that sometimes, especially with musicians, their fans, people who are very much attracted to them, and they go to shows to see these people, they would sometimes faint. It says that when the Beatles appeared in the United States for the first time, the crowd screamed so loudly that the song of the jet was crowded. They overcome the song of the jet so people can perform these activities. When you see somebody that you're very much attracted, you can get hair standing on your on ends, tears coming from the eyes. So you can, in one sense, experience all these ecstatic symptoms, isn't it? So, if we can experience these ecstatic symptoms, some of them, not all of them, on a material platform, what's the big deal about being able to experience these symptoms on a spiritual platform? As you, the person may say, as you people call it, a spiritual platform, what's the big difference? So, anybody know? What's the difference between the devotee experiencing these symptoms and the non-devotee experiencing these symptoms? What's the difference? Nobody? Huh? The material? Yeah, that's true. But the point is, they don't know about anything else. They're saying, I experience it anyhow. You're calling it the topmost platform, but I can experience these symptoms anyhow. Anybody? It doesn't last. It's coming close to the answer. Yeah? The difference? Savai pumso paru dharma ye atma yato bhakti ahuksaji ahaitukiya prati atma ye atma supraseedati. This is the difference. The difference is that when the devotee begin to experience these symptoms, he experiences what is called complete satisfaction. Situated on that platform, Krishna says, he never deviates from the path. This is, so, yes, the material platform is temporary, but on the spiritual platform, when one arrives at this status of devotional service, situated on that platform, one never deviates from the path. So, because there is complete satisfaction. Just like, you know, you go, you taking prasadam, and it's a big feast day, and there's lots of goodies among the feasts. There's lots of rice and sabjis and things, but there's lots of goodies also, sweet rice and different things. So, when you start eating the prasadam and you start getting involved with the sweets, and you become satisfied, you become saturated, you become filled. If somebody come with something else, you're not interested because you're satisfied. There's so much sweet, and sweet has a way of making you feel satisfied. In Ayurvedic system, it says when a woman is pregnant, she should be fed sweet rice, because in this way, the child within the womb, he becomes very satisfied. So we become very saturated in this devotional service when our devotional service comes to this platform. So that's a good thing. So if we ask this question,
Or if we've been asked this question by someone, then, you know, what is the purpose of what you're doing? What do you expect to gain? This is our expectation. This is the reason why we perform devotional service. The reason why we perform devotional service is because we are aspiring for that position by which we attain complete satisfaction. And this position of attaining this complete satisfaction is so nice that even the Supreme Lord becomes satisfied. Krishna becomes satisfied. So, when Krishna becomes satisfied, and we become satisfied, just try to understand the absolute truth, the absolute personality of God, the complete whole. He is satisfied with us. We are satisfied with our engagement in devotional service. Then what more can we want? We have no other desires. So this is a very important part of our devotional service. This is a very important thing we have to know as to the reason why we are engaging in devotional service. Why are you here? In the beginning, why did you come? We have met devotees along the way. We may have had some nice prasadam. Somebody speaks some very nice philosophical subject matter. The devotee was very nice to us. So many things may entice us to come and to take up this part of devotional service. But when we're here, we have to understand the purpose of being here. The purpose is for us to achieve this platform of complete satisfaction. When we achieve this platform, just like if in this life you become attracted to a particular film star and his or movie star or singer or whatever, and they give you all kind of goosebumps and all kinds of whatever feelings, ecstatic feelings. In your next life, you will forget that person. Totally forget that person. And you and that person may interact even as enemies. But in Krishna consciousness, when one achieves this complete satisfaction, in the next life, that satisfaction is still there. That satisfaction of Krishna consciousness is still there. And as soon as one takes birth, one immediately, because he has achieved that complete satisfaction, he immediately is able to chase after the same thing, Krishna, the same subject matter. He becomes attracted to the same thing again, Krishna. But in our next life, we're not assured of being attracted to the particular person in this life that gives us all these ecstatic feelings. So this is a very important part for us to understand how Krishna consciousness acts, how it revolutionizes the consciousness of the living entity. And it is a very important thing for us to understand. I remember I was in Canada and I was speaking to one college student. So I was explaining how when one attains perfection, he's situated in continuous happiness. And this student turned and says, "That's boring to be experiencing one thing all the time, continuous happiness." So I asked the question, but at what point of your life do you aspire for unhappiness? At what point? Nobody, at no point, aspire for unhappiness. Everything we do is meant for this purpose. Everything we do, we have this background. Even if we don't say it, even if we don't feel it, everything we do is ultimately for this purpose. What's in it for me? What will make me happy about it? Even if we give charity, we are the most charitable person in the whole universe. Why are you giving charity? Because I'm happy to see others happy. You have inner desire. So, but all these desires, they are fulfilled in this process of Krishna consciousness when one achieves this complete satisfaction. So this is the main reason why we should aspire to become more and more situated in Krishna consciousness, because it fulfills that desire we've been searching for, that inner happiness that we've been searching for lifetime after lifetime. Abrahma Bhuvana Loka, from the topmost planet to the bottom, we've been searching after this happiness. The living entity is in such a spiritual status that even if he's in hell, he's still looking to enjoy. That's our situation. We still look to derive. Even if we were in prison, we still look for a facility to enjoy. This is an intrinsic part of our nature as a spirit soul to enjoy. But the material world does not facilitate the living entity in this way. Of course, it is explained that the material energy, she allures the living entity to come and embrace her. She allures the living entity. This is a beautiful girl. This is a money will make you happy. If you got a big house, you're happy. You have a Ferrari, a big car, you'll be happy. She entices the living entity. But even if the living entity gets these things that he's been enticed by, he's still not happy. But Krishna consciousness, on the other hand, fulfills this position. It supersedes it. We become this Atma. This Atman don't only refer to the Jiva, but it also refers to Krishna. Both of these Atmas, they become satisfied by this involvement in devotional service. So, we have this wonderful opportunity day after day. From the time we come to Krishna consciousness, we have this wonderful opportunity of being engaged in Krishna consciousness. We may acknowledge it, we may not acknowledge it. We may become mature enough to understand it, we may not. But nevertheless, the facility is being offered to us. This wonderful opportunity is being offered to us as a spirit soul. There, we come together, we hear and chant. We chant Hare Krishna together, chant the holy name of the Lord. We hear Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam is in such a position for us to hear that it is explained in the 12th canto, 12, 13, 14. It says, Rajante Tava Ayani Purar. Puranani satamgani yadva bhagavatam naiva suryate mritha sagaram. All other Puranic scriptures shine forth in the assembly of saintly persons only as long as that ocean of nectar, Srimad Bhagavatam, is not heard. This is how exalted the Srimad Bhagavatam is. So sometimes people who may have not read the Srimad Bhagavatam, or may have read the Srimad Bhagavatam after reading other Puranas, but because they read these Puranas without first being in the association of a pure devotee, and because their heart is still contaminated with attraction for material desires, so these different Puranas, they are facilitating their different desires, so they may be encouraged to worship a particular deity and like that. And so they may be attracted. So when you're attracted to something, it's just like a, as we all know, an ass or a donkey is a very ugly animal, isn't it? But the opposite aspects of the donkey, they look at the other one and see it's very beautiful. And if they see other beautiful things, they still think that this other donkey is very beautiful. So sometimes people like that, even though because they're so attracted to the presentation in some of the Puranas, which is more in the mood of ignorance or passion, then even if they hear Srimad Bhagavatam, especially if they don't hear, particularly, if they don't hear from authorized source, from the pure devotee, so then they cannot conceive of the superiority of the Srimad Bhagavatam. So this Srimad Bhagavatam is meant to be the light for us. So to hear the Srimad Bhagavatam, it requires great reverence, attraction, adoration from us. Each and every one of us, we have to become attracted to the Srimad Bhagavatam. If we are not attracted to the Srimad Bhagavatam, if we are not attracted to hearing the discourses on the Srimad Bhagavatam, if we allow ourselves to become overly influenced by the lower moods, by lower qualities, just as it is explained, that Lord Shiva recited the Srimad Bhagavatam to Parvati, his wife. And what happened? Anybody know? She fell asleep while hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. At the same time, Srila Vyasadeva, he was reciting Srimad Bhagavatam also. He was reciting Srimad Bhagavatam to his wife. And she was with her mouth open. She was amazed of this Srimad Bhagavatam, the quality of Srimad Bhagavatam. So the Srimad Bhagavatam is meant to, is this super excellent. It not only reveal, it's the topmost scripture, the topmost. It's self-effulgent. Srimad Bhagavatam relies on no other scripture to explain its authority. Srimad Bhagavatam in itself explains its own authority. It's self-effulgent. It's like the sun. The sun is self-effulgent. The sun doesn't depend on any light in order to shine. The sun is in itself the light that enables all other light to shine. So this Srimad Bhagavatam is like that. It is self-effulgent. It has that power. But in order for us to benefit from this Srimad Bhagavatam, we have to hear attentively. So Srimad Bhagavatam, when it's been spoken by Sukadev Goswami. Before I get there, it is explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam 1.2.14 as to what is the attitude in hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. Tasmad ekna manasa bhagavatam sadvatam pati srutpaya kirtanya vyas cha dayaya pudya. Therefore, with one-pointed attention, one should constantly hear about, glorify, remember, and worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the protector of the devotees. So, with one-pointed attention, we should hear the Srimad Bhagavatam. So, the demonstration of this one-pointed attention was explained with Arjuna. Arjuna was asked after his teacher asked his brothers and the other Kauravas to shoot the bird in the tree. So before they with arrows in hand and arrow and bows in hand, before they shoot, Dronacharya would ask them, "What do you see?" So everybody will come up with their own conclusion as what they're seeing. They're seeing Dronacharya, they're seeing the tree, they're seeing so many things. So Dronacharya says, put down the arrow and the bow and step aside. So finally he came to Arjuna and he says, there is the bird in the tree, you should shoot the bird. Arjuna picked up the arrow and the bow and about to shoot. So he stopped Arjuna, he says, stop. What do you see? Arjuna, with his eyes gazing at the eye of the bird, he says, I see the eye of the bird. So Dronacharya says, you don't see me? No. You don't see the branch where the bird is sitting? No. You don't see your brothers, your elder brothers? No. I only see the eye of the bird. This is one point of attention. So Dronacharya looked at the other Kauravas to let them understand this point. This is one pointed attention. So in the same way we have to hear Srimad Bhagavatam with this one pointed attention. When we hear Srimad Bhagavatam with this one pointed attention, then we are able to drink the nectar of the Srimad Bhagavatam. But if we do not allow ourselves to drink this nectar in this way, so sometimes it has been explained that we come to Krishna consciousness, we come to the temple voluntarily. You are here voluntarily. You can leave voluntarily. You can stay voluntarily. So we think, so in the same way we could say, but well, you're in the class or you're performing your japa, you can do it voluntarily too. You can stay awake or you can fall asleep. It's a voluntary choice. But Krishna says, Krishna explained in Bhagavad Gita, Ye yata mam prapadyante tam sajami pajami aham mama vartane at vartmanua vartmate vartante manusya parta sarvasya. All of them, as they surrender unto me, I reward them accordingly. Everyone follows my path in all respect, O son of Prita. So try to understand this point. Although you can, if when this term is being used, then you can stay or you can go. Your engagement in Krishna consciousness is a voluntary thing. Try to understand the other side of the coin. So where does this actual voluntary thing, what does this voluntary engagement in Krishna consciousness mean? If we take this voluntary engagement in Krishna consciousness means that I can stay or perform Krishna consciousness as I like, and if I don't like, I can leave. This is the misunderstanding of the point, because Krishna is saying from this angle of vision, as you surrender, I will reward you. So this is where your voluntary engagement means. That means that if I voluntarily apply myself 100%, I will not be cheated. I will get back that reward. I will get that reciprocation. It's not a reward. I will get that reciprocation from Krishna. So in order for us to come to this platform of achieving this kind of intense devotional reciprocation from the Lord, it requires that full surrender on our part, that devotional attitude, that attitude to apply ourselves. First of all, we have to understand, as we were making the point earlier, we have to understand that this Krishna consciousness, not a process, awards one this type of complete satisfaction. You perform yoga. What does it do? These yogic activities is simply meant to exercise the muscles and perform some kind of a conditional activities on the mind. But it doesn't award the living entity, the soul. He's still deprived of this happiness that he's seeking. And when the living entity, if he perform other material activities, again, he still remained falling short of his actual happiness. But this devotion of service, of complete surrender to Krishna, this knowledge, as Krishna explained in Bhagavad Gita, that when one attains this knowledge, what is this knowledge? This knowledge is the engagement in devotional service, this conviction to fully engage in devotional service, to participate in devotional service as one's very life and soul. This is how we have to engage in devotional service, as one's very life and soul. This is how we have to engage in our chanting as our very life and soul. And if we do not engage in that way, then we're cheating ourselves. We're cheating ourselves. Why? Because you have attained this rare human form which gives you the facility to do that. This is the situation of having this human body. It gives you the facility to achieve perfection in life. And there's nothing, and there's no one can obstruct you from getting that. Because if we surrender to Krishna, if we dedicate ourselves to Krishna, if we dedicate our hearing and chanting, there are 9 processes of devotional service. And these 2 processes of hearing and chanting has to be there in order to execute the other processes of devotional service. You have to hear. If you have to worship Krishna, you can't do it. You have to chant. You have to chant mantras. You have to chant glorification of the Lord. If you have to worship the Lord's lotus feet, you have to hear before and you have to chant glories of the Lord. If you have to surrender unto the Lord, you have to hear before and you have to chant. So whatever we do in Krishna consciousness, these 2 activities of hearing and chanting, they are very, very important. So we cannot minimize the importance of these activities. Otherwise, it will deprive us of achieving the ultimate goal of life. So, elaborating a little bit more on this topic, there is this verse in Srimad Bhagavatam, Srinvata Swakata Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana Hedi Antasto He Abhadrani Vidonati Sukrit Satam. Sri Krishna, the personality of Godhead, who is Paramatma, the super soul in everyone's heart and the benefactor of the truthful devotees, cleanses desire for material enjoyment in the heart of the devotee who has developed the urge for hearing his message, which are in themselves virtuous when properly heard and chanted. So this Krishna within the heart, when we develop this urge, what is really this urge? In Nectar Devotion, being explained a little about this urge, Vajra Begam, Manaskrodha Begam, Jeeva Begam, Udara Pasta Begam, Itandvegam Yo Vita Hita Hidera, Sarvam apimam prithivim sa sisyat. A sober person who can tolerate the urge to speak. We all have urges, isn't it? To speak. Somebody is talking and we want to talk too. So we have urges. It says, the urge of the mind. The mind has urges. You want to act. You want to function. Want to do things. The mind has these demands. You know, somebody tells you to do something, it's the best thing for you, but the mind has another demand, and because you have empowered the mind with this authority, then you tell the person, well, you know, whatever you're saying, it sounds good, but you know, my mind is telling me to do the opposite. So we follow these demands of the mind. The action of anger, the urge of the tongue, belly and genital. So these are these urges. So we all know these urges. These urges there would like what you call impulse. Impulse. It gives you that burst of energy to act. So this urge, the same way, this urge, if we feel this urge to Srinbataswa Katha Krishna, if we feel this kind of a urge to hear and chant about Krishna, this is auspicious in our life. This is auspicious. So we may, even says, but for so many reasons, I just don't feel this urge. I don't feel this urge. So what should I do? We have to cultivate. We have to cultivate this urge. So how will we cultivate this urge? We, for so many lives, we've been habituated about hearing so many nonsense. Just like in our Srimad Bhagavatam class, generally you see people falling asleep. But if this was a political meeting, talking all kinds of material nonsense, nobody falls asleep. Everybody is awake, fully rejuvenated. Or sometimes in America, they keep this meeting with these entrepreneurs, and they're telling you how to make money. How you can get rich. They don't use the term rich. They use the term how you can become financially independent. You have no more financial problem. You think anybody sleep in those programs? No. No. But how many people, after they leave there, become financially independent? Sometimes nobody. The only body becomes more financially independent is the speaker. But everybody is awake. So this urge, what is our problem? Our problem basically is cultivating this urge to hear about Krishna. If we may performing our japa, and we feeling these, like in our beginning stage in devotional service, we has problems. Lots of problems. Isn't it? We got lots of problems. Well, let's first of all deal with one thing before we get to the problems. We basically have some masters that we're serving when we come in devotional service. We have Sri Sri Gornitai. They are our masters, isn't it? But what are they doing? They are always dancing. And we have Sri Sri Radharaj Vihari. What is he doing all the time? He's always blowing a flute. They don't even have weapons in their hands, so that they get some anxiety to protect. Or because they have weapon in their hands, you have to have some fear in order to serve them. No. They are in a party mood. Always. Every day. All day. They are in a party mood. So if you have problem, what is your problem? Your problem is that you haven't joined the party. You're here, but you didn't go into the party. You got to get into the party. If you get into the party, if Gornitai and Sri Sri Radharaj Bhairavi, if you get into their party, then where's your problem? They are enjoyers. So how can the servant of a powerful enjoyer, servant of a person who is always happy, be unhappy? Is it the problem of the master? No, it's the problem of the servant. You have a problem. So we got to get on board. Get on board with this Krishna consciousness. Get on board in such a way that just as my masters are enjoying, sometimes we say, every day I got to wake up. And every day is like tiresome. I got to do the same service every day. It becomes tiresome. whatever is my problem is tiresome. But who are you serving? You're serving a person who's constantly enjoying. So how it is that your service is tiresome? It means that you're doing something wrong. So what are we going to do? So each and every one of us are general. We are individuals. We are each unique individuals. And therefore, as Krishna explained in Bhagavad Gita, Yani sa sarvam bhutanam tasyam jagarti samyami yasyam jagarti bhutani sa nisa pasyato muni. What is night for all beings is a time of awakening for the self-control. Self-control. And the time of awakening for all beings is night for the introspective sage. So there are two very important words in this subject matter, in this verse. Two very important words. Self-control and introspective. That is, if I'm having problems in Krishna consciousness, serving these glorious masters, then it is either the problems is basically self-control or and lack of introspection. It's like today I get up and I'm chanting my japa and I feel very enlivened. I'm so enlivened that I sit down and I chant my japa, I didn't fall asleep. So introspection means, what did I do? So where does a good japa start from? When you just chant your japa, where does it start from? Like Prabhupada in this text is explaining about chanting the holy name of the Lord in ecstasy. Where does a good japa start from? Anybody know? At what point you start to chant a good japa? Nobody? You start to chant a good japa from the day before, preparation. The day before. It means, what does it mean? You have to ensure that based on your body, you have to ensure that you have enough rest. You have to ensure your eating is controlled. And your sleeping is, you had proper rest. Then, when you wake, you must feel that burst of energy, that enthusiasm. If something is missing, what is missing? I need to get united with my bead and chant japa. So, but if we think that chanting a good japa or good rounds means when I wake, you miss the point. You're going to miss the boat. Just like if you book a ticket on a flight, but you didn't board the plane, you're going to miss the flight. You have to board the plane. So, you have to get on board. If you want to chant a good japa, or you want to hear Srimad Bhagavatam class properly, you have to get on board. You have to perform. You have to buy your ticket. We are buying the ticket, we are here. But you have to go in line. You have to stay. You have to be at the appropriate place at the appropriate time. You have to be enlivened. You have to stay awake. If you fall asleep while you're at the airport, they can call your name and you won't hear. I missed a flight one time. I wasn't falling asleep. I was on the phone. Busy on the phone and they're calling your name and you didn't hear. So, similarly, so this is it requires that in order for us to engage in these activities properly, in order for us, because these activities of hearing and chanting, they are the journey. We're hearing about the destination here. But the journey at our stage is more important than the destination. The destination is a good subject matter for us to hear to entice us. But the journey is more important. Because if you don't make that journey, you don't commit yourself to that journey, you will not achieve the destination. Isn't it? If you don't leave your home and travel to the airport, you will not catch that plane. So the journey is more important at our stage. And we have to commit ourselves to this journey of Krishna consciousness. This practicing Krishna consciousness is our journey. Practicing Krishna consciousness is your journey. So we have to commit ourselves to this journey. And if we commit ourselves to this journey, then we will achieve the success. If you don't, then you may achieve success. It may be after many lifetimes. But why should it be in many lifetimes? When Krishna consciousness is so powerful that one can do it in a moment, why should it be many lifetimes? It should be now. Because Krishna is saying, Yeyatam mam prapadyante, as you surrender, I will reward you. If you engage in loving service unto me, I will reciprocate to you with love. This is Yeyatam mam prapadyante. If you reciprocate to me with love, I'll reciprocate with love. If you reciprocate to me as an enemy, I'll reciprocate with you as an enemy. So, this is when doubts stir us, this is a very convincing thing for us to understand. That Krishna reciprocates accordingly. So therefore, if I reciprocate with Krishna, if I engage in loving service to Krishna, there is no doubt that Krishna will reciprocate with me. Why? Because if the demons reciprocate with him in enmity, he reciprocates with them. He fulfills the desire of everyone. And in the material world, the mass of people, their desires is selfish desire. And Krishna fulfills. So if Krishna can fulfill everyone's selfish desire, and I have a desire to render loving service unto this same Krishna, why he can't fulfill my desire? Obviously, he will be more inclined to fulfill my desire than he is to fulfill the other person's desire. So this is a very convincing thing for us, this Yeyatam mam prapadyante, as we surrender. So we have to act in a particular way that will benefit us in Krishna consciousness. It's very important for us to note our activities, to be introspective, not to be complacent, to be introspective. It's a journey, and we have to, just like shaving, it's an activity you do, and you're doing it with a sharp razor blade. So you have to be attentive all the time. And if you don't, if you're not attentive, then you can hurt yourself. So we have to be attentive in this process. We have to be introspective. We have to look within ourselves every day and see, how am I progressing in devotional service? How is my attraction to Krishna? Am I becoming more attractive to Krishna? Am I getting to that position by which I can achieve that platform of complete satisfaction? Am I getting there? If I'm not getting there, if I'm feeling stagnant, or I'm feeling disinterested, or I'm giving more credit to things that relate to the body other than to that which relates to the soul, I have a problem. You see? So one has to act when we have to be introspective. And the more we become introspective, we look within ourselves. And to see that our aspirations, what is my aspirations? We all want the topmost thing, isn't it? Everybody wants the best. You have to know what is the best position. What is the best aspiration? Krishna explained. Yoginam api sarvesham madgatirantaratmanam. This topmost yogi is one one who engages in loving service unto me. So this is the topmost position. So what is a better thing to aspire other than this? So we have to be careful in devotional service. We have to act in such a way that we will maximize on the benefits in Krishna consciousness. And we have to see that these that every day we come to Krishna consciousness, we that even if these transcendental symptoms, we don't feel them as yet, but nevertheless, we are doing those things which is conducive for us to feel it. And we have this strong desire to achieve perfection in life. We need to act in such a way. And with Krishna, He's seated within the heart. He sees our desire. Then it's explained that the Supreme Lord, He sprouts up. Sprouts up. You ever see a seed sprout out of the land? It's a seed. And when the time is favorable, you just notice it just pop. So Krishna like that, He pops within our heart. He becomes awakened when He sees the sincere attitude in us to hear and chant about us. And what He does? So, light and darkness at the same time cannot occupy the same space. Never. Never can light and darkness occupy the same space at the same time. It can only be done simultaneously. So when Krishna sprouts up within the heart, then darkness, the darkness of ignorance, dissipates. It goes away. So it is important for us to act in such a way that we will entice Krishna to always remain present within our heart. Like in one prayer, Bibhamangal Thakur, he says, he's praying to Krishna at the end of the Madhurya Kadambini, not Madhurya Kadambini, but Krishna Karnamrita. He's praying at the end of the Krishna Karnamrita. He's praying to Krishna. He says, I pray that wherever my sight may wander, You will always manifest Your beauty, sweetness, and opulence before me. So, if Krishna is pleased with us, He can do that. Just like Srimati Radharani, she is saying that I'm trying to forget Krishna, but whatever I think about, Krishna is always manifesting Himself. Krishna is pleased. He's always manifesting Himself. So, if we act in such a way that the Lord is pleased with us, He will always remain present within the heart. He being present automatically dissipates darkness of ignorance. So, sometimes we are still confused about our devotional life. We're still confused in the sense we're thinking that I'm experiencing certain karmic reactions. Why am I experiencing these karmic reactions, although engaging in Krishna consciousness? The real results of Krishna consciousness is not to omit karmic reactions. We have to understand. We are not the body. We have to be able to distinguish that reality, that we are not the body. So, if some activities is taking place that appears to be favorable in body, or unfavorable or favorable when one is in bodily consciousness, it still doesn't benefit the soul, or it doesn't harm the soul. So why are we so interested in these things? We have to be understand that we are on the path of Krishna consciousness, which will give us the high highest benefit. So why are we concerned about these secondary problems? If I'm not getting the highest benefit right now, why are you concerned about these secondary problems? These secondary problems, they will not give you the highest benefit. So there's no need to be concerned about it. We need to be thankful and be rejoicing at the facility to be engaged in Krishna consciousness. Because by engaging in Krishna consciousness, we have seen and have heard that many, many persons in the past, by engaging in this process of Krishna consciousness, have achieved this complete satisfaction at heart. So since they have achieved it, then we have no problem. We will also achieve it. Like sometimes we explain how the living entity, the soul, when leaving this body, he takes on another body. So one day, one guy was asking the question. He says, because I don't see that, and there's no proof of that, and therefore I don't accept it. So what do you accept? I accept that when I die, that's the end of it. But the question is that, what proof do you have that when you die, that's the end of it? Do you have any proof? Anybody ever come back and tell you the same thing? Nobody never come back and tell you that when you die is the end of it. So you don't have no proof. So since you don't have no proof, or you don't even have no conception about it, you might as well accept what I'm saying. Because I have a conception. I have a presentation. And you don't even have a presentation. And moreover, because we're speaking from authority. Prabhupada had explained that the child, his father tell him that this is a watch. He don't know. But he accepts the authority of his father that this is a watch. And someone else come and ask the child, that is what? He says, it's a watch. He's speaking with authority. That's a watch. So we repeat what the authority is saying, then we're speaking with authority. So this Krishna consciousness, it is meant for this complete satisfaction. And these ecstatic symptoms, they come about because of this complete satisfaction of the soul. And even if some of these symptoms have been experienced on the material platform, they does not give satisfaction to the soul. And they does not give satisfaction to the Lord. So, I guess we can stop here. Is there any question or comments? No questions? So, 1, 2, 3, Hare Krishna. So we can stop here. Hare Krishna. Okay.